Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is on the air. Well, I mean, it was on the air. What you're about
to hear. And
now
it's here.
Yeah. No, this is not for broadcast. This is for podcast.
No, you listen to this however you want.
Isn't that the beauty?
Whenever you want.
Right.
In color.
The Top 5 Things podcast, a review of what we got done on our morning show, which you can hear on locally owned and fiercely independent Planet 93.9. These are the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello, friends. The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. The recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
Mention Dave and Darren for access to their secret menu.
Could be.
It's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Do you have the Olympic fever yet?
In which way?
Are you excited for the Olympics?
When is that again?
A week from Friday.
And where does that take place?
Tokyo.
The summer games, right?
That's right. The 2020 Olympics happening in 2021.
Now, where do I get my tickets?
You can't go.
I can't go?
No, there's no... You can watch on television.
On which channel?
Well, it'll be on the NBC network.
Okay.
And I believe the channels that NBC owns. I imagine there'll be something on Peacock, and they'll have something on, like, NBC Sports and USA.
I don't think I get Peacock.
No, you don't. But you can watch the bulk of, like, the main Olympic stuff that you would want to watch.
Are they going to allow
just be on Channel 6.
Water sports?
Why wouldn't they allow water sports?
I don't know. I just thought maybe that, you know, we're going to keep the pools dry this year.
No. No, they can play water polo and they can do swimming.
Okay.
All of the water sports.
All of that's going to happen.
I don't know that any single event has been canceled. They're doing the events. There just won't be anybody there watching it in person. It's a made-for-television event.
Well, you don't make much money doing that.
No, I think you're going to find that nobody's going to make any money on these Olympics. And I don't know, it's hard to get a grasp. Is anyone excited for any of this? I think we're just all of us done with the Olympics, right? This used to be something that you would get really keyed up for. Or maybe I'm inserting my own opinion here.
Well,
and,
you're
and saying it was what we all would be like. But there was a time when, you know, it only happened every 4 years. And it was a time for the world to come together when it was so unusual to do that sort of thing. And the spectacle would be a made-for-television event. It would be an appointment television. You would sit and watch the opening ceremonies.
Well, maybe you were younger and a little more idealistic at that time.
No, but come on, everybody. I'm speaking like for everybody, but that's I'm not off. The opening and closing ceremonies traditionally would get incredible ratings.
Can't we just watch the highlights of Montreal in 76?
Why do you pick that one?
Well, because it was time zone wise, you were able to watch it live.
Right, because they're only, what, an hour ahead of us in Montreal. You could watch L.A. live for the most part in 84.
84.
84 is...
84, I was out there making it happen.
Yeah, you were.
It was summer of 84. I haven't got time for your Olympics.
Yeah, that was the best suntan of your life.
Oh, my God.
We've heard the story.
It's no story. It's the truth.
Things got weird when... I guess... Once they started moving it to places that were, you know, different time zones... with the ability to know what happened, everybody being able to be connected to the internet and know, okay, this is what happened in Sydney,
okay,
or this is what happened in London, that kind of takes away some of the need to go and watch something, right? In 76, if those Olympics had been in Paris, right, you would have watched something that had been on tape delay, and you would have had no idea how Nadia Comaneci
yes,
was
I wouldn't
going
have had
to
access to the internet then.
No, very limited access.
Well, I had access, but very limited.
You had internet access in 1976?
Very limited.
Well, the opening ceremony will be at...
July 23rd?
July 23rd. It'll be at 6:30 our time.
What day does that fall on?
Friday.
Mm.
Friday, July 23rd.
I wonder if they planned that.
So during our show is when the opening ceremonies will be taking place.
You think they plan that?
What do you mean?
To have it on a Friday?
Well, I'm sure the Olympics are planned out, Darren. Are you asking me? I imagine that there's some planning that goes on, yes. Do I think that
some thought went into...
When you have 206 nations competing, are you asking me if some sort of planning went into effect?
So we're going to put this big thing on, and you're telling me we're not going to make any money off of it.
No one's making any money off of this. Tokyo's not making any money.
The advertising's free?
Well, I think it's going to end up having to be, because I don't know who's going to watch this. You can watch the games on NBCOlympics.com, NBC Sports, Peacock, and Channel 6 will have all of the Olympics that you want. Five new sports in the Olympics this year. Baseball and softball.
I thought they did baseball before.
They got rid of it.
And then they brought it back?
Mm-hmm. Also karate, skateboarding, surfing, and sport climbing. Well, it could be cool to watch. Maybe I'm talking myself into getting into this. They will join the sports that have been around since the Summer Olympics of 1896. Of the three sports that debuted at Rio, rugby, sevens, and golf will return for Tokyo in 2020.
What are sevens?
Rugby sevens?
Oh, rugby sevens.
Rugby sevens.
What's that mean? Just seven players on each team?
I think that's what rugby sevens is, yes.
Is that different than rugby?
I don't know.
I mean, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
It's seven-a-side rugby.
You would, yeah.
How is that different from regular rugby?
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the exact same thing.
They got rid of kite surfing. That was in Rio in 2016.
On.
Kite surfing, no longer an Olympic sport.
What do you do if you're a kite surfer?
Well, good news. You don't have to go to an Olympics nobody's going to watch or care about, I guess.
You really have to. That would be tiresome to explain to people. What do you do? I'm a kite surfer. And then you have to explain what that is.
Imagine winning the gold in kite surfing and having to explain to people, no, that was a thing in Rio.
It wasn't. That's not a real event.
I won an Olympic gold medal.
That looks like a real medal, but it can't be.
No, it's real. I was the winner. I got this award. Now, kite boarding will be part of the Paris Olympics in 2024.
And how is that different than kite surfing?
Well, one is, more surfing and the other is more boarding.
One is done on land.
Kite boarding will replace windsurfing. So it seems like it's the same thing.
But when you say boarding, mm-hmm. like room and board...
Kite boarding replacing windsurfing. And the windsurfing medalists support this.
Wind surfer. Surfing with the wind.
Michael Gebhardt, who was the 1992 silver medalist in...
Oh, he's past his prime.
Windsurfing.
Past his prime.
Kite boarding is just fine with him. It's perfect for allowing emerging nations to compete with the superpowers of sailing. Okay, that's according to Scott Steele, who won the silver medal in 1984 for windsurfing. You know who's excited about the Olympics? Scottie Pippen. He himself is a gold medalist, of course, won in 1992.
On his own.
Well, no, he was a member of the USA basketball team. He is renting out his house for 3 one-night stays so people can have Olympic watch parties at his house.
Not in Tokyo.
No, it's in the Chicagoland area. His house features an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. There's also an arcade and a pool.
Can those be used?
Pippen's place promises a stacked kitchen filled with fresh fruit, vegetables, and Scotty's favorite pregame and game time meals.
I think
steak and potatoes.
I think I'd prefer my pregame meal.
Which is?
decide then.
The place comes with a movie theater, so you can watch all the Olympic events inside Scottie Pippen's movie theater. And Pippen will be hooking up his guests with theater footage of the Dream Team in 92. And you'll also have exclusive access to Scottie Pippen's Olympic memorabilia.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there. But it says here that he will give a virtual welcome check-in.
Can we watch The Last Dance in the theater?
I don't think he would want you to do that.
I'm gonna, though.
It costs $92 a night.
What?
Yeah, this is a special...
What? What is he doing? I wouldn't rent out a hole in the backyard for $92.
It's a tip of the cap to the 1992 year that he won the gold medal.
Well, then why isn't it $920?
Well...
Or why isn't it 1992? $92?
Yeah, to stay at his mansion.
You can't even get into a Motel 6 for that.
It goes on the market here on July 22nd, and the nights that's available will be August 2nd, August 4th, and August 6th. What if only like one person does it? What if there's like vacancies? Like, $92. We thought they'd move faster.
I mean, the fruit would cost that.
Yeah, good point. Steak, potatoes, and fruit, that's $92 right there. Maybe he's hoping, because he's got an arcade, maybe he's hoping he'll put a lot of quarters in his machines.
Not to mention I'm going to bug the place.
When you rent your house out, don't you have to, like, you have to have people there making sure that they're not just helping themselves to all your stuff, right?
That's not what they do at an Airbnb.
Well, that's what this is. This is an Airbnb.
There's nobody there.
You have to have somebody there to make sure you're not.
No, you don't.
Well, what's
you ever
to stop?
You ever stayed at one? There's not a person there watching you.
So you can, like, go through their drawers and stuff?
Well, I suppose you could.
No, that's not okay.
Maybe they're, I bet they're.
What's to stop somebody from putting Scottie Pippen's underpants on their head and dancing around?
Probably the dresser is electrified.
No, come on. That they don't have like a security guard there
no.
to make sure that there's like parts.
There's not somebody watching you when you rent out a house.
There aren't people to say like this part of the home isn't available to you.
Typically, no.
Oh, I don't know how anyone is comfortable with this Airbnb. Then that doesn't make any sense. $92 a night. They could go into his house and help themselves to his Olympic medals.
I'm planning on it.
He's not going to be there, but we'll give a virtual welcome check-in. This is a bad idea.
They're going to burn that house down.
What's to stop them? I understand it. $92 a night for three nights. That's $276.
That's a quick $270 for Scotty to put in his pocket.
I get it. Although he probably
just leave the money right there on the table.
I imagine Airbnb gets a little something to wet their beaks.
Otherwise, why would they do it?
Uh-huh. Now, do you tip on an Airbnb? I
suppose you could.
Not if you're Scotty Pippen.
No, I'm not.
Number two. Carrie Underwood is a very popular singer-songrator on the country music scene.
Still?
Yeah, I think she's still... I'm guessing. I think she still has hits. I think she's still somebody that they play in country radio. I wouldn't know. That's not what I'm into.
What's her biggest hit?
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. You're not somebody who spends a lot of time listening to country and or Western, but I bet you could name at least one or two Carrie Underwood songs, couldn't you?
Jesus Take the Wheel, and I'm Hammered.
That is exactly what I needed you to say for the setup here.
I don't know any other.
No, I don't either. Jesus Take the Wheel is the only song I can think of. I think there's one called Before He Cheats that was a hit for her. But yeah, Jesus Take the Wheel is that her biggest hit? It's certainly the one that you and I are familiar with. A woman in Beechwood, Ohio is in trouble. Officers responding to an intersection of the city of Beechwood where a car knocked down several power lines, a utility pole, and crashed into a house shortly before midnight.
We call that the hat trick.
According to police, the woman who was 31 years old was involved in this high-speed collision after she literally tried to let God take the wheel. She approached She approached officers, according to this police report, and told them that she was driving the car and that her daughter, who's 11, was in the front passenger seat. Both of the mother and daughter taken to the hospital for evaluation. She was doing 100 miles an hour, speeding through a red light. She hit another car, causing her vehicle to spin at a high rate of speed until it crashed into a utility pole, then another car, and then a house. The other driver was not injured. Cops say there was no sign of impairment from drugs or alcohol. She told police that she intentionally was driving at 100 miles an hour through the red light to test her faith with God. Telling police she's been going through some trials and tribulations and was recently fired from her job. Can't imagine why. The woman said she let go and let God take the wheel. She believes she did the right thing.
You're lucky there was a house there.
She's facing now multiple charges, including felony assault, endangering a child, and driving under suspension. Yeah, God's got other things to do.
I thought God was going to renew my license. I put that in God's hands.
That's her explanation for everything. That's why she got fired. Brenda, we didn't get those TPS reports. I thought the Lord was going to do that. Let go and let God. That's what I say. Look, we're all upset about God letting us down here by not getting those reports in on time.
And no one's more disappointed than him.
I mean, I guess if God was anywhere, he was with the person that didn't get killed by this knucklehead. Because imagine you're in a car accident because some idiot is driving at 100 miles an hour with their hands off the wheel because they think God's going to take
care of
them.
Now, was God working the accelerator as well?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Were you still using the gas pedal?
Yeah, you
or
should
was
really.
That God.
Yeah, let God do the accelerating for you too. If it's really a test.
Yeah,
of
if you're going to take your hand off the wheel.
Yeah, that's where you screwed
then
up.
Let him have the whole deal.
That's where you really.
You messed up.
Yeah, you dropped the ball. We're looking at the video now of this person who's in the right, and there they are getting hit by a car doing 100 miles an hour, taking the front end off of the car there. And then skidding with quite a lot of sparks. Now it goes into a utility pole and into a house.
There goes God.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You know what they say, Godspeed.
That's not what that means.
What's that?
Godspeed does not mean do 100 miles an hour with your hand off the wheel.
What does it mean?
It means God be with you in your travels.
Oh.
It doesn't mean.
Well, she was traveling.
Three.
If you're not looking forward to going to work today, I always like to point out that there's somebody who really doesn't want to go to work today. Somebody that has it much worse than you. There's a hospital in Cleveland that is now acknowledging that they gave a kidney meant for somebody else to the wrong patient.
Oh, boy.
How does this happen? Hospital acknowledging that a patient got a new kidney meant for someone else.
And they didn't need a kidney?
Officials at University Hospitals in Cleveland apologizing for the mistake, saying the two employees responsible for this have been placed on administrative leave. The kidney given to the wrong patient is compatible, and that person is expected to recover.
But they didn't need to recover.
The other patient's surgery has been delayed.
Clearly.
Officials saying the hospital is reviewing how this error occurred to prevent similar mistakes going forward. We have offered our sincerest apologies to these patients and their families. We recognize they entrusted us with their care. The situation is entirely inconsistent with our commitment to helping patients return to health and live life to the fullest. That's apology 101 anymore. To say that what happened isn't consistent with who you are. But here's the thing. It happened. This happened. And your sincerest apologies are fine. Where's my kidney? The hospital has notified the United Network for Organ Sharing, which manages the National Transplant System. They didn't want to comment any further on this. I don't know how this happens, though. Don't they have, like, safeguards to prevent this from happening?
You gave a guy a kidney who didn't need a kidney? Couldn't you use that kidney then? Why don't you trade that one out to the person who needs it?
The good kidney?
I mean, he didn't need a kidney.
The person who received the kidney was compatible with the donated organ.
So then that would mean it would be compatible with the other person. Because that was the organ they were going to use in the original person, right? Doesn't that make sense?
See, I don't know that the person that got the kidney didn't need a kidney. I don't know that. I just think the wrong person got it. Because how would you take a perfectly... how do you take a perfectly healthy kidney out?
Then why can't the other person have that kidney that the other guy was going to get?
I'll take his kidney then.
Yeah.
Everybody's... Two kidney transplants were happening on July 2nd. So I think this guy... I think they both needed kidneys.
Okay, well then that's fine. Then
the person who received the wrong kidney seems to be accepting it and recovering.
Okay, well then where's the kidney that he was going to get?
The mistake wasn't noticed until the second operation. Ugh. Oh, what have we done? Oh, no. So now the second patient is back on the transplant list awaiting another organ.
And you go to the back of the line.
There was a case in Toledo, again, in Ohio. This most recent story happened earlier this month in Cleveland. But there was a story in 2013 in Ohio where a woman needed a kidney and her brother was the donor. And after what should have been the transplant procedure, there were some problems. The woman's name was Sarah Furuza. And she said during an interview in 2013, I knew something had gone wrong as I was being rolled out of surgery because I lifted up my shirt and there was no incision.
Mm.
A nurse from the hospital mistakenly threw her brother's kidney away.
Ugh.
So the brother donates his kidney for the sister. They and take the kidney out
away.
And somebody just put it in the garbage.
Housekeeping.
She had to endure months of painful dialysis until they finally got her a kidney. A longtime nurse was let go from the hospital, and they gave this woman a settlement for $650,000. I would think you'd get more money than that. When your brother gives you a kidney and they throw it out, you settle for $650,000? I would...
And he gets nothing?
What does he get? Yeah. Well, it was a donation.
Yeah.
So they wasted his kidney.
I could still have two kidneys now.
Imagine you wake up from kidney surgery, you look to see the incision, and there's no incision.
Boy, I heal fast.
No. That's what you would think. What am I, Wolverine? How do I do it? I've always been a fast healer. That's what they say.
Always. I remember when I used to stub my toe. It would go away in no time.
Who put this kidney here? Well, this is a garbage kidney.
Housekeeping.
Why do I gotta clean up everything around this hospital?
What's this?
Okay, Fred Schneider wasn't the nurse. What? Who put this kidney over here? I'm gonna throw it out! Fred, did you throw away a perfectly good kidney? That was donated by her brother. Oh! I made a big mistake. I'll probably lose my job. Oh, Nurse Schneider. You ridiculous nurse.
Number four.
You like Coca-Cola Zero Sugar? Prepare yourself because they are...
Coke Zero.
They don't call it that. They haven't called it that for years. They haven't called it Coke Zero since 2017.
What's it called again?
It's called Coke Zero Sugar.
It was launched, and I
still call it Coke Zero myself. They launched Coke Zero in 2005, and then in 2017, they rebranded it as Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Ah.
And when they made that change in 2017, people went crazy. There was a campaign to bring back Coke Zero. Hashtag Coke Zero sugar is gross. They didn't bring back the Coca-Cola Zero. They kept Coca-Cola Zero sugar after, again, tweaking the recipe a little bit.
Oh, they did actually change the recipe.
And they're changing it again. Yet people have embraced the change that they made in 2017. Last year, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar grew 4% by volume, helping lead to growth in the Coke brand overall. In the first quarter of this year, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar has grown by 8% in volume. So, time to monkey with the recipe, I guess.
Isn't it like one of its most their most popular?
Yeah.
Because they still have, what do you call it? Diet Coke.
Yeah.
There's Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. There's Coke.
Yeah.
And I would think that Coke Zero is probably almost as popular as Coke. Or is Coke still the most popular?
You know, we got to get our buddy Clink on the phone. He could tell us. One of the changes that they're making, and I think this makes some sense, although this is going to upset some folks. Coke Zero, when I ask you, and again, it's Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, but for the purposes of this conversation, I'm just going to keep referring it to Coke Zero, okay? Coke Zero has a black can, right?
It did.
It's black. It was all black for a time, and then they introduced a little bit more red into it. Now, the Coca-Cola Zero cans are going to be red. They're going to look just like Coke cans, but the Coca-Cola will be in black.
Okay.
So instead of white and red, it'll be black and red. So the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar will be a red can with black lettering. They want to kind of bring it along so that it looks more like a traditional can of Coca-Cola. The senior brand manager says here, in order to continue to drive growth for our diets and lights category, we must keep challenging ourselves to innovate and differentiate, just as other iconic brands have done. The consumer landscape is always changing, which means we must evolve to stay ahead.
Truth be told, I had to do something.
Well, that's
just
it.
To justify my job.
See, I guess I don't understand the idea of you're growing, so you need to make a change. I get when you're not growing, making a change. So starting this month on store shelves, you're going to see that the black cans are gone. And by August, all of the Coca-Cola Zero or Coke Zero sugar cans will be red with black. They are also changing the recipe. It's going to taste different. They say people who've done the taste test of the new Coca-Cola Zero sugar, it's a little bit sweeter. Despite, according to the CEO of Coke, James Quincy, despite its enormous success, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar still represents a relatively small percentage of the Coke brand.
Oh, well, there you go.
The improved recipe brings its taste closer to that of the iconic Coca-Cola. They say this was influenced by consumer insight and a focus on constant improvement. The new version, rolling out on your favorite store shelves this month. So if you are someone who really likes whatever this iteration of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is, my advice would be to buy as much of it as you can because it's going away. Until maybe this is another one of their
Coke Classics.
Right, another Coke Classic debacle where they... Are we going to have Coca-Cola Classic Zero and Coke Zero?
There is that option.
I guess they can do whatever they want. They're Coca-Cola. They know what they're doing. They've already updated the product in international markets. But people are wondering why Coke would mess around with a brand that they love. One fan tweeting here, "What have you done to my favorite drink, Coke Zero Sugar? The new recipe is shocking. I won't be buying another can until you fix your mistake and bring back the old flavor." Another writing here that the new version helped break their addiction to Coke Zero because the new taste is so bad. Now, those are just two people. I don't know. I haven't tried it. How exactly they're changing the recipe in the United States, they're not saying. But the new version will be more refreshing and delicious.
More sugar.
I don't know. You can have more sugar in a brand that touts itself as zero sugar.
Well, you wouldn't have to add that much then.
It tastes just like Coke because it is Coke. diehard fans.
We only make one soda. We make one pop, you dummies. And then we just put it in different cans.
Diehard fans may notice a difference, but others are saying that the two versions, the old and the new, taste remarkably similar.
Because
the new iteration is said to be slightly sweeter and fuller than the old. They have the same ingredients, aspartame and something called acesulfame K, which is used to sweeten the product. In different parts of the world, they use different sweeteners. But here in the United States and in Canada, they use aspartame and acesulfame K. So get ready. They're excited to relaunch Coke Zero. It'll be a red can with black lettering.
So don't be fooled.
Well, yeah, I think it makes it tougher, though, because if it looks just like a regular can of Coke, I mean, to have Diet Coke in a silver can, regular Coke in a red can, and Coke Zero in a black can, you don't have to do a lot of thought when you go and you grab what the cans are. You know what you're getting.
Now, Pepsi still has a black can, right? Their Pepsi Max?
Is that, I don't, we're not a Pepsi family at my house. I couldn't tell you. Is that a thing? Pepsi Max?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that still looks like it's a black can. They rebranded as Pepsi Zero Sugar. So it hasn't been Pepsi Max since 2000.
Oh, it's not Pepsi Max.
No, it hasn't been since late 2016.
Where have I been?
You're clearly not. Clearly not not buying a ton of it either.
Keep it up with the times.
Bring back the holiday spice Pepsi, and then we'll talk. But until then, Coke is it at my place.
Five.
Number five.
Over the weekend, an entire group of Burger King employees in Lincoln, Nebraska decided enough was enough, and they quit. And they changed the sign in front of the Burger King to say, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience."
There probably weren't that many there anyway.
Lincoln, Nebraska, the staff upset about the working conditions inside the Burger King. For example, there was no air conditioning in the kitchen.
Hmm.
The manager, Rachel Flores, says she ended up at the hospital getting fluids for dehydration. When she gave her 2 weeks notice, so did eight people that were working for her there at the Burger King.
Okay, so there were eight of them. That's a big crew, isn't it?
End of the period, they left a message to management on the sign outside the store that said, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience." Flores is saying, "We wanted a big laugh to them, so the whole 'we all quit' was mainly to them. It was just more or less taking turns because it's actually kind of tiring putting the letters up there on the sign." So at 6 o'clock in the morning, they were up there rearranging the letters on the sign. A couple hours later, she got a call from upper management saying that sign needs to be taken down.
There is no one to take it down.
She said, "I told him I can't because we're short-staffed and lunch is starting." Another boss arrived at the location asking for her key and card. After a total of 6 hours, the "We All Quit" sign was replaced with one that read, "Now hiring, flexible schedules." Burger King releasing a statement on the situation saying the work experience described at this location is not in line with our brand values. Our franchisee is looking into the situation to ensure it doesn't happen in the future. Yeah, it sounds like they were all just fed up that they had had enough. And I'd read more where she said whenever she would ask for help from people like up the chain at Burger King,
yeah,
they did nothing for her. So enough was enough. And she quit, and everyone that worked for her quit too.
It's like the mood setter.
Arnetta the mood setter.
Arnetta.
Greatest of all time. Greatest resignation, certainly in the history of our medium. Arnetta the mood setter.
Dead bitch.
The greatest. Uh-huh. The greatest. Meanwhile, at a Taco Bell in Nashville, an employee has been arrested after she and her coworkers allegedly set off fireworks inside the Taco Bell, causing the building to catch fire as they watched from afar and accidentally locked themselves out of the restaurant. Why don't we set off a bunch of fireworks inside the Taco Bell? Watch it from afar.
But there were customers inside?
Incident occurred on July 5th, but the investigation into how the blaze began took a turn on July 8th when the restaurant's management called local fire investigators to report that surveillance cameras had captured their employees playing with fireworks inside the Taco Bell. Fire department saying here in a statement that they just released on Monday, quote, according to the surveillance footage, the employees can be seen locking the doors to the dining room to keep customers from entering the business. The video then shows employees running around the inside of the store with fireworks in their hands.
So they waited till everyone was out.
Or kicked everybody out. Y'all need to get out the dining room. We're fixing to blow stuff up real good. At one point in the video, employees can be seen going into the men's room where they're out of sight of the camera for a short period of time before they return to the lobby and place an item into a trash can near the door. Fire department says employees are seen using their cell phones and cameras to record the trash can from outside the restaurant. Employees then realized they locked themselves out of the restaurant.
Son of a gun.
The employees tried unsuccessfully to get back into the store. When the employees saw the trash can start to smoke, they called 911 for help. Firefighters arrived on scene a short time later and were able to force their way into the restaurant to extinguish the flames. The Nashville Fire Department estimates the fire caused a little more than $30,000 worth of damage to the inside of the restaurant.
Totally worth it.
Investigators also found damage inside the men's bathroom, where it appeared fireworks were ignited inside of a trash can. The restaurant's shift leader, 25-year-old Courtney Mays, taken into custody and charged with felony aggravated arson. She's being held on a $5,000 bond.
There goes employee of the month.
I don't know. Does anybody else work there?
I ruined that bathroom and it wasn't with fireworks. Believe it.
Yeah, it's probably not the first or last crime to take place in the Burger King or the Taco Bell bathroom there.
Crimes against humanity.
Investigation into the incident is ongoing, and the Nashville Fire Department says they expect additional arrests to come in the coming days. We thought it'd be funny to blow off some fireworks and watch from afar. Then we realized we done locked ourselves out of the restaurant. Had to call 911. 911, what's your emergency? We damn lit up a bunch of fireworks. We locked ourselves out of the damn Taco Bell. Can you get down here in a damn hurry, please?
Thought it was a damn bomb.
How do you explain that to the fire department when they show up? How is it that you guys all...
Doesn't matter. Just get down here.
How is it that you guys found yourself locked out of the Taco
no
Bell?
No one's to blame, but we're going to need help.
I mean, we don't need to be down here pointing no fingers.
It's an incident that... probably is better left unsolved.
You can't dust for fireworks. And how do you not know?
There's no reason to point fingers. Just get down here.
How do you not know as the shift leader there at the Taco Bell that they have surveillance cameras all over the place? Why wouldn't that be the first thing that you would turn off? I mean, I'm not telling anybody how to blow up a Taco Bell. But it seems to me a couple of steps could have been taken if you really wanted to do a proper job.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
I was just having a little fun earlier. There's no such thing as a secret menu in Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
No, it's
there doesn't need to be.
Whatever they have, it's a big menu, friend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lots to choose from.
Yeah, it'd make your head spin.
Well, that's why I would go there. Nature's Treatment of Illinois has two locations, I understand.
They do. One in Milan, one on West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan's open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. You can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and medicinal items online from the Milan location. Both of those through Leafly, and that's available at the website ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, thanks so much for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha, 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 ha.